Yeah, it's good to hear. Being a mechanic, I get some of that. I've been doing this stuff for 25 years now, and I got the tinglies and the pain and thinking I got the CT going on, but I don't want to deal with it.
Well, initially, you know, the training that I have, I thought for sure it was an impingement of the nerves in the neck. And so I had some x-rays and that sort of thing, and I thought, And there's a good reason why licensed massage therapists are not allowed to diagnose issues, because I was wrong. After a nerve conduction study, it was very, very clear that it was carpal tunnel, not anything going on in the neck. So that's probably better that way, I guess. You always want to move these issues farther away if possible, you know. Anyway, I didn't get it from my recent job. It was all the others. It was the 14 years of hanging sheetrock and doors and carpentry and working a computer for about 30 years. That's probably where it wasn't from this last career. Back to you.
Yeah, I hear you on the misdiagnosis or quick-to-diagnose thing. I had a LPN in about 5 minutes on me. Oh, you got carpal tunnel. And I'm like, I don't know about that. Maybe I do, maybe I don't.
Yeah, my physician's assistant, primary care dude, he's like, I'm going to hook you up for a nerve conduction study. That was over in Medford as well. So I went over there, and it's kind of cool because, you know, some of us are kind of hobbyists with electronics. And, you know, when you ring out a circuit, you just basically trace the conductivity of the circuit. Well, they do that with your nerves in your arms. Some people are very upset by it. It really freaks them out when they watch their nerves, you know, their fingers twitching or the pain of the electricity, but it's actually pretty cool. It didn't bother me. I must have a high pain threshold, but they rang it out, and the guy's looking at the numbers going, it's carpal tunnel. And so that's the main, it seems to be the main, you know, test for carpal tunnel is the nerve conduction study.
All right, good to know. I will, live with it for now. It's not unbearable, but something I'm watching.
Yeah, you'll know when it's time, and hopefully you'll get a good recommendation. I'm looking at my driveway right now, and there's got to be like 20 medium to large sized turkeys going to town on the gravel. I don't know what they're finding in there to eat, but they're pecking at the gravel. I don't know.
Still got an unfilled turkey tag, buddy.
We'll say that again?
I still got an unfilled turkey tag sitting in my portfolio.
Okay. Well, is there any gender you'd fill that tag with? Because the other day there was a tom strutting around in the same spot all these what do they call them, hens? I don't know. But there's a whole bunch of them.
Yeah, I think it's any sex. I'd have to pull it up and look, but I'm pretty sure it was. Where are you at?
By the time you get up the driveway, they'll be gone. Because that's one thing our founding fathers were very explicit on, is that turkey, you know, it may have a bad connotation, but they are smart birds, man. And they are. There's something else. I'm a 9 mile marker, Lower River Road.
All right. Yeah, well, maybe this weekend I'll take a look around, see if I run into anything out that way. I got a deer tag to fill. I got a cougar and a bear as well. So, see how it goes.
Yeah, I get the sportsman package here. It's just a donation to ODF and W. I never fill any of those tags. And I rarely go fishing. And I've never really, you know, because you get the salmon tag, salmon endorsement, you know, whatever it is. So for me, it's like a donation. Too bad ODF and W is not a charity, right? I don't make enough to write anything off, so I guess it wouldn't matter. All right. Well, it's good talking to you, Marty. Have a great day. WRKU 327, I'll be clear on yours.
Yeah, ditto, Wes. Good to hear from you, man. WRXE 485 mobile is monitoring still.